And welcome back to the show. We have a repeat guest next. Scott Rank is here. He is a senior conservation and energy specialist for Florida Public Utilities, here to talk about holiday cooking with natural gas. Welcome back to the show, Scott.
It's good to be back, Jan. I'm glad I could join you today.
Oh, you know, I can't believe we're talking about holidays, but we're talking about holidays. Thanksgiving is just around the corner. You know, when I envision natural gas, I always see, you know, all the cooking shows on TV, everybody using natural gas. Is that true?
Well, there is a large percentage of professional chefs prefer to cook on natural gas. And we always joke and say, and the other 2% that don't work on cruise ships,
they're
not allowed to use it.
There you go. You know, my ex-husband was a chef and loved natural gas versus electric. Why do you think that is?
I believe the main reason, and I'm becoming a novice cook myself, not a chef by any stretch, but it's the control factor. When you turn the burner on, that whatever you set it at, the heat is instantly at that temperature, and it'll stay there till you move it. Where on, say, an electric cooktop, you turn it on, you have to wait a little bit for the burner to reach the temperature. And then when it's off for gas. And on the other stoves, you know that burner's going to stay hot for a while.
Sure, you have residual heat, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And then also, you know, I hear a lot, especially with, you know, there's always the debate between electric and gas. What's the cost factor in natural gas?
I just ran some calculations before the show, so I'd be prepared to talk about it. And it basically comes out, no matter how much you use your range for cooking, it comes out to about 65% less expensive to cook with gas.
Wow. Now, if someone were thinking of converting, is the conversion charge, is that cost prohibitive?
Generally, gas piping type work is done by a licensed plumber.
Sure.
And plumbers are some will work with gas and some do not, but it's basically the same concept. So they all have a range of fees that they charge. But in the investor-owned utilities, which our company is one, we have a conservation rebate that if you convert from another fuel type to natural gas, we will give you a $200 rebate for a range, which will cover the cost of hooking it up.
I see. Now, you in Volusia County, you serve the West Volusia market and also the New Smyrna Beach market, and you sell appliances as well?
Yes, we do have internal salespeople that if you call, which I don't have the number off the top of my head, but if you call our company or go to our website, probably would be a better route.
Okay.
At www.ftuc.com.
Okay.
And there's actually links there to connect you with inside sales.
Oh, okay, great. And you said that your company offers you a variety of rebates as well for the consumer?
Yes, we have rebates on what we would call the big four, which is gas heat, gas water heating, cooking, and clothes drying. And they're fairly substantial rebates, so it's worth looking into. Is the electric utilities are working at reducing their rebate programs or even eliminating. The natural gas world is still pretty robust offering those.
Super. Now, if I were to call Florida Public Utilities, would I have someone like you come to my home?
Generally, they can do everything they need to do on the telephone, and then a contractor in your market area would come out.
Okay.
And you would work then directly with that contractor.
Super.
We call them energy partners. We have vetted our partners, make sure they're licensed, insured, have had the proper training. Mm-hmm. And that way we're not in competition with local mechanics that are trying to make a living.
Super. And before we have to go, when you know, Scott, when you talk about holiday cooking or cooking with natural gas. What's the biggest misconception?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. I think appliances are tremendously safer than they've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that's interesting now is, like, no ranges have standing pilot lights anymore.
Right.
They have more like you would have on your charcoal grill, a little igniter in there that when you open it up, so there's no more open flame. The pilot's not going to go out and let gas leak into the home. There's billions of dollars spent on safety features, and to me, that's probably the biggest misnomer if you're not used to gas.
Mm-hmm. Super. And, Scott, what would be your number one recommendation if someone wanted to cook with gas? Since you're starting to cook now, and but you're not a chef yet, what's your number one recommendation?
I would say get somebody next to you that knows what they're doing. To give you some
yeah, you hire a chef, right, or a caterer. Okay, Scott, well, I appreciate you coming on the show today. You know, the holidays are coming up. It's just rushing right up on me. So thanks so much, and come back on anytime and tell us about the new year.
All right, great to be with you, Jan. Have a great holiday season.
You too. And that's Scott Rank, Senior Conservation and Energy Specialist for Florida Public Utilities Company. For more information on any of their products, any of their services, please go to www.fpuc.com. That'll do it for this segment, and we'll be right back.